right. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being another episode of In the Know. Today, we got a deafened child of Mr. Tony Hubbard. And if you don't know who he is, you're gonna learn about him. So I appreciate everybody coming through the In the Know show. And it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, unorthodox what I'm doing, but I really need for you to go ahead and grab a piece of paper, a pen, because we are going to talk about some things that it might be a little uncomfortable. It might be a little uncomfortable, especially if you are a person of color. So without further ado, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Tony Hubbard, one of my mentors who has helped me and taught me about the way that we need to move forward with the rebirth of Black Wall Street and how gold and silver mixes in. So without further ado, Mr. Tony Hubbard, I turn it over to you, sir.
All right, appreciate that wonderful introduction, Ramon, and definitely hats off to you for being a serial entrepreneur at such a young age. Definitely looking forward to working with you in various ventures in the entrepreneur space arena. Definitely learning from you because social media is definitely not my strong suit, but I believe in partnering up with people that really have it going on and already have it moving in the right direction and already learn how to monetize when it comes to social media by just adding value to people's lives.
Yes, sir. So I really don't want to go a certain way, but I'm going to come this way because, you know, learning from you, you always gave them, you know, the salt pepper, but you also gave them that paprika when it comes to network marketing. So, you know, can you let everybody know what you understood about network marketing and how you came into network marketing and why you so passionate about it? I mean, please just tell them about that because a lot of people don't know who you are. I mean, my audience right now on this podcast, they know who I am, but they don't know who you are. So I need somebody else like yourself to, you know, portray why you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely, man. Well, first of all, like I said, I'm a 16-year entrepreneur in the network marketing space, and I've been blessed to earn a few million dollars during that time. And I got involved in the network marketing space when I was actually just 35 years old. And the reason why, one of the things I found to be true in network marketing is that the major two reasons why people join the entrepreneur space and want to look at being their own boss is either for inspiration or desperation. In my case, it was desperation. I thought at the time I really had my American dream. I was an operator at a chemical plant. I was earning a six-figure income and felt like if, after 20 years, I'd be able to invest my money and retire young and live this thing we call American dream. And after being a part of that company for 12 years, my life was drastically interrupted with a little thing that's commonplace in corporate America. They call that a merger. And the first lie that they told us is that no one had anything to worry about. 6 months later, we were blindsided, and they told us that by Christmas, of all times of the year, that one out of four would no longer be employed. That was devastating to me. And although I was not a victim at that time, I witnessed 260 of my friends lose their employment in a moment's time, and that was just my wake-up call. And I recognized right then that it did not make sense having all of your eggs in one basket, especially if you didn't own that basket. So to make a long story short, I got invited to a networking event. I was open, got involved, and a year and a half later, part-time, I was able to walk away from corporate America and earn a full-time income. And in the 16 years, I've been a part of three different companies. This is my third one. But the reason why I'm so passionate about it, because in my opinion, network marketing entrepreneurship is really the American dream. Because where else can you go without a degree, without a desired background, not having been born on the right side of the tracks, and pour into a system and learn different systems and have a work ethic and live the lifestyle that most people dream about? And I've been blessed for the last 8 years to be doing that with one of the most desired products in the world, which is physical gold and silver. And I love the fact that real money comes in my mailbox on a monthly basis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So if you didn't catch nothing that he just said, he said, I can now move forward with something that is a tangible asset, gold and silver. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and you know, when you hear this, whether you're on my podcast, you're on my live right now, you can go ahead and rewind that and listen to that. But one of the biggest questions I really want to ask him right now is, you know, Mr. Tony, I know, you know, your whole story, but you have another movement called the Rebirth of Black Wall Street 2.0. Can you go ahead and elaborate on that? Because a lot of people think it's you know, we're attacking white people or people that are not of color, but they don't understand the whole understanding of the Black Wall Street. They understand the negative part, but they don't understand the positive part. So if you could elaborate on that, you know what I'm saying, a little bit, and you know, just let them know what it really is, you know?
Absolutely, Ramon. Well, first of all, and I'm in one of my children's rooms, so we see the background with the leaves and everything.
I see that with the maple leaves. I see the maple leaves.
Yeah, that's one of my children's rooms.
Yes, sir.
And I had to get to a quiet place here, and fortunately for me, they're downstairs doing all kind of stuff. But the Black Wall Street Movement 2.0 actually got started. One of my business partners that was a part of my group, he approached me about 5-6 months ago and asked me, would I help him build Black Wall Street 2.0? And I said, he asked me, what did I know about Black Wall Street? And I knew very little at the time. I mean, I knew it took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the Greenwood District. But I know a lot more about it today. And he said, well, it's not anti-white, it's just pro-black. And I said, well, what are you going to accomplish? He said, I would like, with your help, to be able to put 10,000 blacks, you know, in the vehicle that we've chosen that have made at least $1,000 by May the 31st, 2021, which is the 100-year anniversary of the actual destruction of Black Wall Street. And he said, I want you to help put 10,000 in business by that time that have made at least $1,000, very, very part-time, have 1,000 of them making 1,000 a month, have 100 of them making 1,000 a week, and to have at least 10 black families by that time frame that are making at least 10,000 plus a month. And so I prayed about it. You know, I didn't want to do something, you know, that I didn't feel like was, you know, the right thing. And definitely, you know, I was in 100% agreement with him. And so I actually went to the founders of the company that I'm a part of, and I shared with them the same thing, and they were definitely on board, you know, as long as everything was positive. And one of the things I want to share is this, is that it's no difference in this movement than if you had someone that had a Jewish background and they wanted to be able to help 10,000 Jewish people because of, say, the Holocaust or something like that, to be able to put something positive in place. And so, you know, I looked at it, you know, if you had the same thing with Native Americans, you know, they wanted to do something to support and help, you know, other Native Americans. And so we went to work, and now, you know, that's several hundred people that are on board in a few short months' time. But the reason why this thing is happening is because, you know, at the end of the day, we're teaching about financial freedom. If you know anything about the original Black Wall Street from 1906 to 1921, it was the greatest time in American history for blacks. That and they wasn't bothering anybody. That was started by two millionaires, O.W. Gurley and J.B. Stratford. They pooled their resources together, and they taught other entrepreneurs. They taught people, and in a matter of 15 years' time, there was anywhere from 11 to 15,000 blacks that were thriving in a community to the point that they were one of the wealthiest communities, not only in the state of Oklahoma, but arguably one of the top five wealthiest community in the entire United States during the Jim Crow times. And I love the fact that they amassed so much wealth during that time that there were only two airports in the entire state of Oklahoma at the time. And that was six black families had amassed enough wealth in a 15-year period that they actually had their own private planes. And so that's what we're focusing on. You know, not again, not against anybody, but just to help and empower people that for the most part did not grow up with gold and silver. You know, they say 90% of Americans collect something. Well, in my household, you know, we collected those green stamps and we were real big on aluminum cans. We didn't grow up with gold and silver. And so we're really just teaching wealth principles that was taught in the number one best-selling business book of all time, Rich Dad Poor Dad, and how to go from where they are, whether they're employees, self-employed, and how to get on the right side of the quadrant. And the vehicle we've chosen has allowed us to do so because it's one of the few out there that allows you to do both of the things on the right side of the quadrant, to build a big business or to acquire assets. And I'm excited about the fact that we have people that are already earning, you know, thousands of dollars on a weekly basis.
Yes, sir. And I want my audience right now to understand, if you didn't hear what he said, it's not about the color. It's not about what's right or wrong. It's about helping individuals to move forward for something that they never understood nothing about. No one knew, no one understood actual money. No one understood the actual money. And he said that it's the Black Wall Street and then it's everybody else. But all we're trying to do is be a part of everything else because we have already done this. We have already done this. And if you can't understand that, then again, I am not sitting here trying to say you're racist or anything, but you really need to open your eyes. You really do. And I know Mr. Hubbard can, he probably looking like, oh no, I'm going to tell you what it is. 1900 to 1921, okay? If it was $6 million worth of power in one city, let's take that to 2020 right now. That's probably about $1 billion worth of revenue that can be spread out towards everybody. Not just the black community, but to everybody. So that right there was so powerful to me. And I thank you, Mr. Hubbard. I thank you for even putting that out there. It's out there because when people go to Google right now and go to Black Wall Street, they're going to see that, you know, our whole city was burnt down in a matter of 48 hours. I'm not talking months or years. In 48 hours, a powerhouse was destroyed in 48 hours. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where you come from or your background or your ethnicity, your religion, whatever, but when you have something destroyed in 48 hours that you didn't build over a long period of time, how would you feel? How would you feel? But here's the thing, with the Black Wall Street, they were resilient. Although they had the negative part, they still came back and built it even stronger. So that's where we at right now. It's not about the negative, it's about the positive. So all I can do is salute and pray and give nothing but love to my brother, Mr. Tony Hubbard, you know what I'm saying, and the rest of the Black Wall Street, because I understand. And it's not nothing about me being a black man. I want people to understand that you too can rise. You too can be a success story. That's what we want. So with that being said, I'm gonna leave that alone. The next thing I wanna talk about, Mr. Tony, you know, how exactly does gold and silver create wealth? Because I know people know about fiat currency, you know, and I gotta pay my bills, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. But people don't understand the actual intrinsic value of smart money. So if you can break that down for people, you know, say, I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things I found to be true, I've been blessed now to be purchasing gold and silver since 2008. But over the last 8 years, I've been doing it in the networking entrepreneur space. And one of the things I found to be true is that most people really don't understand gold and silver. They understand a little bit about stocks and bonds, but why should I buy physical gold and silver? Well, the major reason why you want to buy gold and silver is the same reason why you would invest in anything. If you look at the portfolio, the most successful people on the planet, so I'm talking about the Robert Kiyosakis of the world, the Warren Buffetts of the world, they will always have a certain percentage of it in what is called hard, tangible assets, because it's for protection and not only creating wealth, but to protect your wealth, because you got something that has a 10,000 year track record. It's not going anywhere. It has what is called intrinsic value. So I don't have to convince you that that's valuable. I mean, it's the same intrinsic value that people have in silver and gold, the same intrinsic value that you have in real estate. The reason why, you know, people invest in real estate, the same reason why you would do gold and silver. It's a tangible asset. So yes, the price will go up and down, just like any other commodity out there. But the one thing you can say about real estate, and the same thing you can say about physical gold and silver, it will never go to zero. You cannot say that about stocks and bonds and mutual funds or whatever the case may be. So we encourage and we educate you on that part. That's the reason why everybody, we feel, that should own gold and silver. And the vehicle that we've chosen, they've simplified the process so that everyday people, irregardless of your background, social status, whatever the case may be, with a simple membership, you can start acquiring gold and silver every month based upon what you can afford. And I love that aspect of it.
Yes, sir. And I love what you just said about that. You said, based upon what you can afford. Because in the last 9 months, if I'm right, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Tony, we have been the pandemic, correct?
100%.
So a lot of people couldn't go to work, right?
That is correct.
So that means it doesn't matter if you don't have your original, you know, gross income that you got every month, you still have something that you can fall back on. It's a hedge against whatever's going on in the world. And it's been going on for 5,000 years. And this, I'm not talking about the fiat currency. We are talking about an actual physical asset that you can have forever. Because if I had $1 million in cash, I cannot pass that down to my kids. But if I had $1 million in gold and silver, I guarantee you I can pass that, because it's been around for 5,000 years. This is what we are talking about. This is what we are talking about. So I appreciate you saying that, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Tony, you know what I'm saying? If you don't understand it, rewind this, go back and listen to what he's saying. But what he said is, you now have a tangible asset, because your dollar is not a tangible asset. When you go to Walmart and you spend that $20, it's really $40 and it's gone. But I guarantee you, if you go in there with $40 worth of silver or gold, it's gonna be a whole nother story. Okay, next question. Mr. Tony, if it was a way that you could tell the audience one thing, if it's one thing that you could tell the audience right now, whether it be gold and silver, and why they need to acquire it, and why they need to really be looking at this, what would it be?
The one thing is that, again, the biggest thing about gold and silver, that's protection. Gold and silver in the hands of people is how you protect yourself even against the government. And so one of the things I encourage is, because again, it's something that the wealthy have known for years, is what is called sound money. It's something that can be passed on from generation to generation. And you just talked about that. You know, one of the reasons why some generations, some different groups have the up on the next generation, because the previous generation left them something. And so if I understand that to be true, and my favorite book of all time says that a good man will lay up an inheritance for his children's children, you know, I love the fact that I can pass something on. I mean, I'm stacking every single month, but me and my wife have been blessed with five beautiful children. And so I'm stacking every single month so that I know that I got something I will be able to pass on to them. I don't have to worry about whether or not it'll have value 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 50 years from now. I know it will always have value. And so one of the reasons why you want not only protect yourself, but amass wealth, because gold and silver has a way that, and during the good times, you just keep stacking. During the hard times, you can pinch off of it and take care of some of the necessities that you have to deal with. So I would always encourage that everybody should own gold and silver, because again, it's something that is real money. It's not paper money, it's not fiat. And fiat, just so you guys know, is a French word that means something that's circulated by force. And bottom line, the dollar bill that we have, which is basically a real fancy IOU, it's only money as long as the government tells you it is, until the day they tell you that it's not. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, the people that will be in the best position, the people that will have it really going on, are the ones that own physical gold and silver. It's real money. It's God's money, and it will always have value, okay? I keep with me all time. These are 3 1-ounce silver eagle coins that I have in my possession at all time, ladies and gentlemen, because I know what real money is all about. I was fortunate someone gave me a phone call 12 years ago, and we've been stacking ever since.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Tony Hubbard, the actual my. One of my new mentors, you know, me and you talk at least 2 times a day, you know, and, you know, sometimes you kind of hard on me, but you know what? I understand why you're hard on me, because at the end of the day, I understand that you know what needs to be done for my family, because the powers that be, they don't care. And I really appreciate that. And, everybody that's listening on my podcast right now, on my Facebook Live, my YouTube, y'all need to understand what he just said. He just gave y'all the game plan. Because regardless what happens on November the 3rd, whether you Democrat or Republican, your family will be affected. It doesn't matter who is in office. It's all about the bottom line. And if you cannot hedge or protect the bottom line, you will be in that 3rd percent at the bottom. And we're trying to show you, for a limited amount of money that you can sacrifice, you will have a protection, a wall around your family, that no matter what happens, a third party can't penetrate. They can't. So I appreciate you, Mr. Tony Hubbard. I really do. Anything you want to say before we leave, Mr. Tony Hubbard? I really appreciate you.
I would say, for those on the podcast and those that are familiar with my man, Mr. Ramon, get with him. He can show you what we're talking about, and definitely put you in a position where you can start stacking assets every single month for you and your loved ones. And definitely, here's the guy that got it going on. He spent many years in our military service in this country, and here's a guy that's really got it going on. So you want to get with him. He'll show you how to be a part of what we're doing, and I look forward to seeing you guys again whenever he invites me back. not just at the top, but over the top.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Mr. Tony Hubbard, I love you. I appreciate you, family. Like, real talk, I really do. You know what I'm saying? Because you are the epitome of, you know, financial literacy. You also are the epitome of, you know what I'm saying, family, love, and justice, because a lot of people don't understand this, and I really appreciate you, man. So, you know, anything you ever need from me, and anything I need from you, I got you, homeboy. I love you, family.
Love you too, man. God bless. Okay.